fall weed management. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. Extension weed scientist Mark Laux at The Ohio State University says, especially for those farmers dealing with mare's tail, fall weed management is a standard part to mare's tail management.
You know, we tell growers, you know, fall is a chance to go out and spend, you know, maybe $8 worth of herbicide or something like that to work on mare's tail, at least the mare's tail that are already up. You know, a number of other fall weeds that can be problematic coming into the spring, dead nettle, chickweed, thistle, quackgrass, poison hemlock, and wild carrot. So, you know, fall applications can be a real important tool in no-till for certain weeds, and mare's tail is certainly one of those.
Mark, are we looking at a time frame here that's going to be optimum?
Yeah, well, most of these weeds, you can control them really into late fall. I mean, once we get really cold after Thanksgiving, you know, you'll start to see deterioration of, you know, dandelion and thistle and some weeds like that. But most of our applications are typically put on in our test plots about second week in November, and we like that time frame. So I generally tell people mid-October to mid-November. You know, one of the things we get into, if I tell people to wait late, and we used to tell them to wait a little bit later, you know, and occasionally we'd have a year where harvest came off and then they were waiting and it got wet and they couldn't get in to do the application. So, you know, we sort of backed that up and said, really, anytime you get done harvest, you want to go ahead and put something on for fall application, you can go ahead and do it. I guess we've modified that slightly to say, if you, for example, take beans off tomorrow and you want to go ahead and do a fall application, we still have some fall germination weather for new weeds to come up. So we're suggesting, okay, if you're really early fall, as we are now, go ahead and maybe put a little bit of residual with your knockdown, your burn down, to get some residual into later fall. But again, you know, we're stressing, you know, fall is a time to spend maybe 15 to 20% of your herbicide dollars, you know, something like that, not 50.
Any other weeds that the farmers need to be thinking about as we wrap up 2012 and look forward to 2013?
Well, I think giant ragweed's always an issue, you know, and we have some glyphosate resistance in giant ragweed. We have some populations with what we consider low-level resistance that if guys were really aggressive with how they used glyphosate, and we have research data from farmers' fields that shows this, they can still keep it in check and do pretty well. But if you start trying to go too big, get by with one application and some things like that, it gets away. And I think, you know, so we have some guys that are still trying to minimize the amount of herbicide they use that are sort of struggling with it. We have some common ragweed populations resistant to glyphosate. And then we have some other weeds that are generally problematic. Poison hemlock is one that comes to mind. That fall applications are an excellent time to go after poison hemlock.
Mark Laux. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.